Hey team, and welcome to our Monday Night Misfit Republic team call. Thank you for hopping on live. Huge thank you to you guys who are especially on live. And those of you catching the recording is always posted on Tuesday on the Misfit Republic podcast. So if you're not subscribed to that, go to your podcast app on your phone, search our team name, Misfit Republic, and it'll be there. You know, you guys, I really have to give you a huge, huge thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love, love, love this team. I loved seeing your guys' excitement, enthusiasm, and posts in the Team Beachbody, Team Spirit hashtag. I loved how Misfit Republic represented, and I couldn't be more proud of you. Remember, we are in the last few days of the month. If you have not hit Success Club yet, don't check it off the list. Don't check out for the month quite yet, because remember, those who registered for the I was just making sure you guys could hear me. Those who registered for the Team Beachbody Team Spirit Challenge that hit Success Club 5 get a Court of Fourth T-shirt. Holla, I already earned mine. I'm still working on Success Club 10, you guys. And keep going. Keep going. And what I notice is people who push through Success Club at the end of the month, you know, roll into the next month with it in the bag. It happens every time. A lot of my personally sponsored coaches will be texting me at this time, you know, with a struggle or really pushing through and needing some encouragement. And the ones that continue to go through and focus and have the heart of helping people, knowing that a Success Club point isn't just a point, it's a person. And then they start off the next month with some amazing, amazing momentum. So I thank you for getting on the call tonight. I also thank you for being a member of this team. What we do together as coaches is absolutely incredible. My heart actually bursts. I'm floored that this is what I get to do for my job full time and be home with my baby boy. So thank you guys so much for that. If you don't know me, I know we have a lot of new coaches on our team. I am Joelle Spieth. I am a 9-star diamond, 2-time elite coach. Founder of our team. I'm so, so, so proud of us. We're getting close to 6,000 coaches now. I've been a coach for 6 years. I am now a mom to a almost 3-month-old Bryce, and it is because of this business and this opportunity that I get to stay home with him full-time. Beachbody is our main household income. We are also building our forever home. We'll be moving to this spring. It's super exciting, all because of this company. And you guys, I started off as a coach as a broke, depressed college student that went negative in their bank account every single week. Every single week, I had my bank calling me constantly saying, if this happens again, we shut down your accounts. And I actually had to switch banks twice because I was going negative. So I didn't start off right away as this huge success. I had no money when I started. But give it 6 years, and you will be so surprised at what you build and what this opportunity can do for you and for many, many others. So I thank you for being a part of this team. What we do together makes so much possible for me, for you, and that's what I love about this business is we're all in this together. So thank you for hopping on the call. This call information or content came to me at 4 a.m. on Sunday morning. I woke up at 4 a.m. not from a crying baby, but because I was super passionate about this topic. It came to me. I had to wake up, and I put it in a voice memo, and that wasn't enough. I sat down and I typed out the entire content of the call tonight. So I'm going to fly through this. I'm really, really excited. I hope you guys share this with your teams as well. And this call is titled Be That Coach. And this way of thinking and looking at my business and myself as a coach happened when I was pregnant and placed on bed rest. It was a curveball that I was not expecting, you guys. I was like, I'm healthy. I had just completed Hammer and Chisel in January when I found out I was pregnant, so I was fit. I'm like, I'm going to be one of those fit chicks telling people to stay motivated and inspired no matter what, no excuses. And then that curveball happened where I was diagnosed with incompetent cervix. At 20 weeks pregnant, my doctor looked at me and said that I was 1 centimeter, this was 21 weeks. My doctor said I'm 1 centimeter dilated. She could see my bag of water, and I was rushed to the hospital 4 hours away for a risky surgery that could either broken my water or saved my son's life. And surgery went well. I was sent home from the hospital with bed rest orders. I took a week to really wrap my head around what just happened and what the rest of my pregnancy was going to be like. You guys, I went from, you know, thinking everything was fine, everything was perfect, to this is scary. And I wasn't at the point of knowing if my son was going to survive, if the cerclage is what we call it, is basically like a rubber band around my cervix, was going to hold. And I took a week to just wrap my head around it. I love my job as a coach, so naturally my mind went to, how can I be a good coach when my goal is now not to move and to gain weight? How can I inspire others? How can I be a product of the product? Would this make me a phony coach? And then it hit me. It's time to take myself out of the equation. I was thinking about me, 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 me. I need to do this. I need to do that. These are my goals. It hit me. It hit me hard that I needed to take myself out of the equation. Just because my goals were different didn't mean I still couldn't help people. Bed rest was probably one of the best things that happened to my business. Crazy, right? Because I slowed down and I thought of the kind of coach that I wanted to be, and I spent more time getting to know my customers and my new coaches and their goals. That is very important. Notice I said their goals. If they had 5, 10, 15, 50 pounds to lose, it didn't matter that I was on bed rest. Their goal was still the same whether I was on bed rest or not. And I was excited. I had more time and energy also to focus on them and their goals. This shifted my business. I became that coach, the coach that I was proud to be. There's a really great exercise, you guys, that talks you through. I think there's even a video on our Misfit Republic YouTube channel about mapping out and visualizing and defining your ideal coach and customer. I love that exercise because it gets you clear about who you're talking to, and that's very, very, very important, because who you talk to is going to be who you attract. If you talk negatively on your social media page, that's the type of person you're going to attract. But if you only stop there, it is like you created this cliff in your business, a cliff that is dependent on others and their actions. Expectations that others maybe can't live up to. When you create this ideal coach or customer, those expectations, we can't rely on people to meet those all the time. You guys, let me say this very slowly and clearly so you can, like, write it down in big bold letters and underline and highlight it. The only thing that I can control is myself and my own actions. I'm going to say it again. The only thing that I can control is myself and my own actions. My friends, if you take that philosophy and you don't even apply it to your business, but you apply it to your life, your relationships, it'll change everything for you. The only thing I can control is myself and my own actions. Have you clearly defined the kind of coach that you want to be to others? I love this network. I love that everybody shares best practices. Heck, that's the way that I succeeded in this business. 6 years ago, I was a broke college student. I didn't add people to my Facebook page because I thought it was creepy. It was because of the National Wake Up Call and coaches like Mindy Wender sharing their best tips that I am where I am. I learned and I applied. But there comes a point where you have to define yourself as a coach and set yourself apart and keep the loving passion alive in your business. Because if you do things like others and not true to your heart, you will quickly find your business is more like a chore or a task because you're doing the you're doing things the way others do them. You're constantly wondering, how's so-and-so doing this because they're killing it with successful points? Or how's so-and-so doing that? I want to do that because that's working for them. And I'm going to give you some questions right now to write down. I just want you to write these down. And when you hang up, don't, like, answer them yet. When you hang up on this call, I want you to take pen to paper and answer them before you go back to your busy life or your power hour or go to bed or personal development, which is what my plan is for after this call. But I want you to write these questions down, okay? What kind of coach do I want to be? What kind of coach do I want to be? What kind of support / experience do I want my customers to have? What kind of support or experience do I want my customers to have? What do I want my customers to learn from me? What do I want my customers to learn from me? And then last one, how will I support my team of coaches? So when you go, you know, I just told you to write these down right now, but when you go to write them and answer them, I want you to write the answer to these in I am statements, like you're already doing these things. I'm going to answer these and just give you an idea, but I truly want you to think about you. I want you to answer them. I don't want you guys to just be like, oh, this is what Joelle says and does, and this is Joelle how Joelle answered them. And I'm going to do that too. No, I really want these to come from your core. So I am the kind of coach that teaches people that health and fitness is a lifestyle. There's no on or off switch. We don't have to be on a bandwagon. I am the coach that is supportive and there for my challengers even after the initial purchase or challenge group. I have a system set up in place to follow up with my challengers. They also know that they are able to be in any of my future challenge groups. They know that I stand for progress and not perfection. I teach them how to give themselves grace and be resilient when they get off track. They learn moderation, grace, and harmony from me. You guys, that's mine. Some coaches are into paleo, holistic healing, meditation, self-care. Use your uniqueness to your advantage. Andrea has an amazing Me First movement that is taking wave of her business, giving her so much joy and love and passion, helping herself first and then others and teaching people to do the same. Blair Dreesen has the Confidence Project, I think it's called. She wants to teach people those things. So think about what it is that is special and unique about you and what you're passionate about outside of Beachbody and how you can roll that in to create an even more amazing, valuable challenge group for people. I have a coach that is a mom of 4 boys, and I've known her forever. And when those 4 boys were very, very small, she always made health and fitness of importance. They are now all teenagers. She's a grandma now. I'm not going to shout her name out because I don't want to throw her under the bus, but she's always made health and fitness of importance. But she does not see the value that she has to offer others because she is looking at others saying, I'm not like them. But in reality, even I would love to know how she made time for her workouts when her kids were young, because you guys, I have 1 newborn and it's hard sometimes. And she had 4 at one point. And so I would not love to know that type of stuff. Quick recipes to feed a crowd, because I'm sure, you know, 4 boys in her house and a husband to take care of, she had to have meals that were quick and fed a lot of people. So you do have value. And even though you may think being a mom in a certain situation is mundane and ordinary for you, but it's something that somebody else would love to know. And then when you have defined that, then put action into place to keep this goal. So you guys heard mine. I have an ongoing customer support group for any person that has purchased something through me. It's just a group where if somebody purchases something through me, I add them to that group, and I post in there when I have an upcoming My Challenge Tracker group. I let them know that they can recommit and join. My monthly groups have 2 to 3 new customers in it, you guys, but the rest are repeat customers. They're customers that maybe bought something 2 months ago or even 2 years ago. I will make a post in there just at the beginning of the month. Hey, guys, we just started one today. So on Friday, I posted, you guys, I don't know about you, but after Thanksgiving, I'm ready to get on back on track. I have a My Challenge Tracker group in the app starting up on Monday. Who would like to join? And that's my way I provide them with ongoing support. When I have a new, this is something that I just, this is something that I just started implementing, but when somebody purchases a challenge pack from me, we set up a one-on-one call, and I talk to them about their challenge pack. We go over their goals, create a plan of action. I let them know what they can expect from me as their coach, and I just build a relationship with them. I had one girl that was like, she got 21 Day Fix, and as you guys know, 21 Day Fix has 7 days a week of working out, and she's like, honestly, I know I won't stick to that. And I was like, okay, can you do 3 to 4 days a week? And I said, yeah. So then we just took the calendar and we did day one. Okay, do that and then have a rest day. Then do day two, then have a rest day. So she's going to take a lot longer than 21 days to get through the program, but it's going to be more successful for her. Had I not started to do this, you guys, she would have saw the 21 Day Fix calendar and been like, no way, felt like a failure right away and might not have talked to me again. I was real and honest and said, okay, you know, if you're going to do it this way, I'm proud of you for that, for being honest and open, and this is going to be your plan, but don't compare your results to somebody else who is working out the 7 days a week, right? So I'm real honest and still the type of coach that I want to be. I also put content into my challenge group that's about giving yourself grace, because I used to all the time be that person that was like, oh, I had one off meal, I'm just going to blow it all this weekend, start again on Monday, and then start over and beat myself up about it. And now I give myself grace, and I want to teach people that. Like, if you miss your workout one day, don't think of yourself as a failure. Then you go on to missing day two and day three, and then it comes to be like 5 days and you haven't done a workout. Just move on. Just start next. And so I have content in my challenge groups that I post about that, making sure in my notes I'm going. Okay, so yes, for my team of coaches, I am the leader that teaches them to soar and not be dependent. In the beginning, they know what to expect from me as their upline, and my main goal is to support and watch them grow. For the first 2 to 3 months, I really show my new coaches what I do, give them templates. They are my priority in my inbox, and then my language starts to shift to, what are you going to do? What are you doing right now to achieve your goals? This is a side note. If you are a coach and you've been a coach for a while, I'm not talking to brand new coaches that, you know, you signed up a month or two ago, but if you've been coaching, if you are a coach that is waiting for an upline to say, okay, we're all going to have a challenge group, here's the link, invite your people. Okay, we're all going to have a sneak peek, here's your link, and invite your people, and I'll do the work for you. I encourage you to stop it, you guys. Stop it, and do your own. We have templates and guides on the Misfit Republic website where you can host your own exactly how I do it or exactly how Andrea does it, because we give you those templates. We give you those templates. You don't have to rely on us to host things for you, because honestly, your people want to see you. They don't care that I'm a 2-star diamond or 2-time elite 9-star diamond coach. That means nothing to them. Nothing to them. They want to see you. They want to know where you're going and that you're going to be there for them. They were attracted to you. They are attracted to the way that you do things. Always be a sponge. Always be learning. That's how I became successful in this business. I knew nothing about business as a 21-year-old broke college student. Always be a sponge, but don't be a leech. Do you know what I mean by that? Like, there's a difference between being a sponge and absorbing things, but don't be a leech. This can change as well. I used to be very, very structured in how I would do things and be a leader for my team. I would plan. But this was before I had a baby. But I would want to be very structured and plan and know that, like, every Monday at 11 was my Zoom with my team for my personally sponsored coaches. And every Thursday I checked on people who were hitting Success Club and I encouraged them. And on Fridays I wrote out thank you cards. Like, I was super, super structured before I had Bryce. And right now with a newborn, Facebook Live on a whim when I have a moment is my communication. You know, I really had to work things and arrange things, and things did not go perfect 5 minutes before I hopped on here with you guys, but I made it happen. So in conclusion, you guys, go back to those questions. Define the coach and leader that you want to be. When you've defined it, writing it in I am statements. Give it action. You know how I put, like, okay, I have an ongoing group for my customers. I put anybody who purchases something from me into that group. And then I let them know about my Challenge Tracker app group. I always have a goal of adding 2 to 3 new customers into that group and doing a one-on-one call with them. So once you define it, you write it in I am statements, you give it action, you make the plan, and then you work the plan. Weave in things that make you special and unique to this business. I mentioned, like, what Andrea has been doing and what Blair has been doing. Those types of things don't deter away from your Beachbody business. It adds a level of depth and connection and care to the people that you can serve also with your Beachbody business. So there's so many times, and I'm going to go on a tangent here. That was my call. I wrapped it up. If that's what you're here for, then, you know, yay, call concluded. But I'm going to go on a little rant. There's many coaches that have said, oh, you know, I don't really feel like my heart's in Beachbody anymore. It's ministry, or it's helping women with their confidence, or it's paleo coaching. You know what? Wrap it together. And create this epic combination that you'll serve way more people. You have way more tools in your pocket. And you set yourself apart as a coach. It makes you very unique and special. Don't see it as two different opposing teams. It's one. You know, you and your mission and what you're passionate about can roll into Beachbody. That's the beauty of this business. We are way more than shakes and at-home workout programs. You can have that flexibility and freedom. Heck, I mean, you guys, even sometimes I share makeup stuff with my challenge group because I just love it, you know? Like, I'm also passionate about hair and makeup, so I share some of my favorites. Roll it all together. I'm so, so, so glad that you guys hopped on with me tonight. I'll end my rant right there. Thank you guys for hopping on. I love you to pieces. It's because of you that I get to stay home with my little boy. And I thank you for your leadership. I thank you for your time. And I'm just honored to be one of your mentors and leaders. So thank you guys so much. And I will talk to you next week.